Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world they've gone, searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
Okay, welcome back to the Goldmine Podcast. This is the Record Store Recon edition. Of course, we have Dr. Disc. I'm Pat Prince, editor. And Doctor, welcome back. And we're going to be covering Comeback Records, right, from Georgia?
Comeback Vinyl. That is correct. Comeback Vinyl. And I also want to share with you about information about a store that reached out to us.
Ooh, okay.
We'll give them a bonus today, Pat.
And you have a giveaway. So we have
I do have a giveaway.
Okay. So I love the name Comeback. It's just like, you know, obviously it's a pun, you know, like, you know, in the record business, like they're making a comeback, and of the record store, you know, like it's kind of like come back anytime. So love the name Comeback Vinyl. And it's actually how many miles out of Atlanta?
Well, I think I seem to remember I was heading north. So I'm going to say it's probably about 25 to 30 miles outside of Atlanta.
I can't pronounce the town. What was the name of the town?
Alpharetta, maybe. Okay. Alpharetta.
That should have been the giveaway. Pronounce this properly. Anyway, so. Okay, so you told me that this record store is the cleanest record store you've been in, and you can eat off the floor, which I don't know why you would want to, but, you know, it's that clean.
Yeah, it really sets the bar for what a clean record store should be. I mean, it is brightly lit. This is not a crate digger's dream. This is a... somebody who has any phobias of being dirty, this is a store to go to. I felt like I needed to wear white gloves in this place. It was so clean.
So you were saying germaphobes or just basically clean fanatic?
Germaphobes would love this store. They would feel safe and secure.
So what do they specialize in?
They specialize in new vinyl. Lots of new vinyl, but I was also impressed with and I'm going to use this term now, which more people have been sharing with me as the official term to use. We'll call them a very good selection of fan club edition records.
Oh, okay.
So that is apparently replacing the term bootleg.
I think I understand. Like, you know, I know the Monkees really did well with that.
Yeah.
Explain a little bit more about.
Well, when I was there in the recently added section of their used vinyl, they had the so-called fan club edition records from the Rolling Stones, and I think there were some from the Beatles. And really what they are those good 70s and 80s unauthorized released live versions that only fan club members would love to have so much, because sometimes the sound was recorded off the back of somebody's little cassette player that they snuck into the venue to get the sound. But that's why we'll call them fan club editions.
Yeah, it's kind of like podcasts, right? That's how podcasts are. So what was your impression when you first pulled up? I mean,
it's part of a little, like, it's in a really nice downtown area. You can tell that the downtown area has gone through some gentrification, and there's a lot of traffic, a lot of hustle and bustle, some little bars right around the area. So it's kind of a up and coming area. The gentleman who actually suggested to me to get to this store, somebody that I work with in the real world, who went with me to the store, was talking to me about that how this whole area is becoming built up. And give a shout out to Joe for suggesting this store. But you walk in and it is brightly lit. It is very easy to see everything. It is very easy to go through the bins. They had a really nice wall of their wow wall of, a little bit more expensive vinyl. They have some store swag. And so I will tell you that this store had the most expensive store swag I have ever seen. And unfortunately, the good doctor did not go home with a store t-shirt. I just cannot justify paying $24.99 for a t-shirt from a record store that really just had the name of the store and the logo. It didn't even have like where they were located. So it'd be hard to have it on the quilt, because 10 years from now, I'd never remember where that store was located.
Well, you know, you go to a concert now, you're paying about $100 for a t-shirt. It's double-sided, right? But still.
Typically, I don't know, maybe the good doctor's getting cheaper and more curmudgeon in his old age. But I just typically pay, I seem to pay somewhere between $15 and $20 max for a store t-shirt. And a lot of times, if I'm paying $20, that t-shirt better be absolutely amazing.
Okay. Would you buy a licorice pizza t-shirt?
Oh, of course. I buy a licorice pizza t-shirt.
I wanted to give a plug for Ernie Cephalo, because I love his design. But okay. So what did you do the Fleetwood Mac Rumors?
They didn't have any Fleetwood Mac Rumors. I did want to go and check it, but they didn't have any. Their prices of the stuff that they had, the vinyl, wasn't, I didn't find that they were outrageous in the price. I picked up a Stooges fan edition LP, and I think I paid like $22 for it. And I was very happy with that. It wasn't anything outrageous. So I'm giving them, while I'm joking about how much their store swag was, the prices of their records were a decent price.
And, if I wanted to get some of these fan editions online, could I?
I think you can. They do take mail order. And so you could certainly call them and I don't know if they put their used stuff up on their website, but you could certainly call them and say, hey, the good doctor said that you have some great live Rolling Stone albums. Cream. Yeah.
So overall, this is going to be in the next issue. So you give them a high rating.
Yeah, I do give them a good rating. I asked them who their most famous customer was that had come into the store. So just so you know, they've been at this location for 5 years. They've been a record store for 10 years. And so it is a new building. Actually, I shouldn't say a new building. It's an older building, but it's been fixed up and it's been made to look really new.
Can I guess who it is?
Sure.
One of the guys from REM?
No. And plus that would be on the other side of the major city.
Athens.
He said their most famous customer has been Ty from Extreme Home Makeover.
Really?
Yes.
And what's so special about his, is he a big record collector?
I guess he just came in. I don't know. Maybe he was looking to extreme makeover his listening center.
Wow.
So
okay, so tell us about the giveaway.
Before I do that, hold on. I'm sorry. I do want to say the other thing that I really loved about the store was that there are another store that's open 7 days a week. And I'm a big fan of stores that are open 7 days a week, hours from 11 to 7. So it's a decent amount of hours, 8 hours each day. I find a lot of stores are not open on Sundays. Some shut down on Mondays. I don't know. It's all about me. And so I want to be able to go to a store whenever I want to.
It's always about the customer, man.
That's right. And this is one of those stores that would allow that. So,
hey, man, my pet peeve is showing up early when they're supposed to be open, and yet they're not open. And then a half hour later, the clerk or the owner rolls up with a cup of coffee and, you know, like, oh, sorry, man.
Yeah.
You know, okay, it's rock and roll, but,
you know, that is such like a old school 80s and 70s type record store mentality of, you know, I'll open whenever. And I've actually been to some stores that their sign says, you know, open 7 days a week, whenever. But for the newer stores, I don't seem to find that too often. And literally where that, I think that probably happens more in those stores where it's like one guy running the whole thing.
Yeah,
because he probably has to get to the bank every day, and you know, if he gets held up at the bank, then he's late getting to the store. But
and I love those stores, and I love those owners. But you know, just for me as a customer, you know, I have little time, and you know, I'm there. Let me buy. Yeah,
there's a certain store out here. I won't mention the store, Jim. But he drives me nuts because he never opens on time. I mean, and I've waited sometimes 45 minutes for him to get there.
Leave a note and say, be right back.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 10 minutes. But
it is what it is. So let's talk about our giveaway, and we can talk about the other store that I wanted to mention. So our giveaway, is from a brand new band, band that's just put out their first release, Volares, which I think you featured in the actual already online edition of the magazine. But the trivia question, they sent us a nice autographed 45 signed by the husband and wife team that makes up this band. And so the trivia question is going to be, what band does the husband play with? And so if you send your answer on Instagram, because we're doing Instagram now, we moved off of Twitter onto Instagram. I mean, I still keep Twitter, but people seem to like Instagram better. And so if you respond to me on Instagram,
yep.
And then you will win this. The first person who responds to me, and I know people are going to say, okay, what is that Instagram address? And you know what? You'd think I'd have that prepared and ready to go, but I don't. But it is. So you just have to look up Dr. Disc. If you look up Dr. Disc, you'll find me on Instagram. And there it is. It is. I knew I'd find it. Doc_Disc. So Doc_Disc. First one wins this. The other thing I wanted to tell you about, Pat, is we had a gentleman reach out to you and say, hey, how about reviewing my store or a store that I frequent? And that is a store called Vinyl Dinosaur. And while I couldn't get out there physically as much as I'd like to get out to New Jersey, I was able to work with this individual whose name was Ryan Arnold. And Ryan is a customer of the store. And I think he manages their Discogs page for them. But Ryan was nice enough to set it up for me to do a virtual tour with the owner, who is Steve. And I just wanted to take a minute to tell you a little bit about this store, because I wish I could have been there, because I fell in love with this store just from seeing it. First off, their store swag is awesome. Not expensive, which I liked. And he sent me a t-shirt, and it is of a dinosaur on the front of the shirt with that vinyl. Asked him where the name came from, because Pat, I thought for sure you'd want to know. With a name like Vinyl Dinosaur, how did they come up with it? Did they just think that vinyl is such a dinosaur thing? And he said, no. Actually, he writes songs, and it came out of a song that he wrote where he talked about the oil shortage, which came from dinosaurs, and how you need oil to, create the pellets that you make the records. And so one thing led to another, and that's how he got the name Vinyl Dinosaur.
Interesting. I wish he could send us the song. We'd play it.
Well, we can re I'll reach out to Steve and see if we can get that from him. The store carries everything. It's one of those things that I might call kind of a flea market record store, but I don't want to make that sound negative. It's just he's got a lot of stuff in his store. So, I mean, he's got artwork, and he's got DVDs and Blu-rays and CDs and LPs and just everything and anything. And he's got a whole back area of art and some really cool art that has nothing to do with music, but it's just, like I said, it's that kind of feel of it being a flea market type store, but organized, and great prices. I bought a brand or a used copy, but a very good used copy of Susie and the Banshees Peekaboo. And I think it was $20 with the insert and everything. And so I was very happy about that. And get out to Vinyl Dinosaur. He does ship anywhere in the United States. It's got a okay website, but call Steve and talk to him, and he'll be happy to set you all up.
Well, I gotta say, I love your Instagram page. Not only do you do videos going into the record stores, but you also do now spinning or now playing to get a peek at your record collection. But one listener asked me, can you post a picture of one of your quilts?
Oh, we could do that. I can certainly do that. I will get some pictures posted of the quilt. I will do that today. And we'll get that up on the
Can
Instagram
you
page.
explain what? For those who don't know.
Yes. Luckily I have a wife who is generous of my time with getting to these record stores. And so the quilt is made up of 72 t-shirts from the first 72 record stores that I visited as I was getting out there. And then we cut the t-shirts, and she's quilted them all together, front and back of all 72. And now we're working on the second quilt. So, and I will tell you, it keeps you warm in the winter nights.
I wish you could sell one of these things. I'd buy one.
Yeah, it is quite amazing.
Okay, listeners. Well, don't forget to check out Comeback Vinyl in the next issue. If you're in the New Jersey area, go to Vinyl Dinosaur. All
Yeah,
right, so what do we have next?
well, so we've got our next record store recon is going to be Loud Pizza in Highland Park, Illinois, and this is a brand new brick and mortar store. They've had an online presence for probably about a year or two, but the guy who owns his own record label decided to set up a store, and I will be happy to tell you all about it. Also, for those fans of ours who are willing to travel and want to come to something pretty special, I wanted to let you know that on May 19th, I will be doing our second live record store recon with the guys from Punk Till I Die, and we're going to be going to Logansport, Indiana. I mean, where else would you want to go, right? Than Logansport, Indiana. And we're going to review the record farm, which is part store and part microbrewery. And they're bringing in three bands to perform while we're there for Joey Ramone's anniversary birthday party. And the headlining band, and this is a free show, is the Queers. So come on out and support that. Doc Disc is going to be giving away. I've got over 25 albums, including a special Marky Ramone autographed album that he signed for us when we did the interview with him a few months ago.
Will this be also a live podcast?
I will do. We're not sure if the Punk Till I Die guys are going to be able to do a live podcast, but they will have some podcast, and then I will do also a podcast review of them with you later on. But yes,
if you do have a live on the spot podcast, can I invite a special guest?
Who would you like to invite?
It's a surprise guest.
Oh, well, of course we have to do that then.
He's in the punk field.
Most certainly. We would welcome that.
I got to keep it a surprise.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks, listeners. Again, this is Record Store Recon's edition of the Goldmine Podcast. Thank you, Dr. Disc. And we will see you next time. But in the meantime, go to goldminemag.com. Pick up the print issue at either Barnes & Noble or Books A Million, or in our store at shop.goldminemag.com. All right. Thanks, Doctor.
My pleasure. Stay safe, everybody.
On the Goldmine Podcast.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world, they've gone searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.